obsession by the left with Donald Trump continues unabated, even though he's been out of office for, 5 months now. The focus on Donald Trump remains the same because they know he has political power, maybe more political power and capital than Joe Biden in many ways in many places. The rally in Ohio over the weekend where thousands and thousands of people showed up showed just how strong the attraction still is for Donald Trump and the MAGA movement. People still turning out in droves. Ohio was an easy victory for Trump in 2020, might be again in 2024, and for that reason, I mean, think about this. The media, politicians, commentators, big corporations, the fiscal world, Wall Street, all of these people spent 4 years plus attacking Donald Trump over, I mean, just unhinged. It didn't matter what he did. He ordered lunch. How could he do that? What a racist. I mean, just ridiculous over-the-top things. And so you've got a situation where he's back. And so here's the next play by the far left and their team. The Trump Organization could soon be facing criminal charges in New York City. The Trump Organization facing charges in New York City could happen as early as today. Manhattan prosecutors considering filing criminal charges against Donald Trump's company stemming from a long-running investigation into the former president's business dealings, but not with Donald Trump. The New York Times says they've got a source close to the matter. So I always trust the New York Times when they have a source close to the matter. They've never been wrong, of course. They say that they're focusing on Alan Weisselberg. Vance's investigation, Vance being the attorney there, the prosecutor, stemming in part from questions about his son's use of a Trump apartment at little or no cost, cars leased for the family, and tuition payments made to a school attended by Weisselberg's grandchildren. But the attorney for the Trump company, Ron Fischetti, said he met virtually on Thursday for about an hour and a half with prosecutors saying, don't file this. It's a bad case. In fact, he said there's nothing illegal about companies giving lavish perks to valued employees, but in many circumstances, those benefits count as compensation subject to income tax. Okay. We look back 100 years at cases, and we haven't found one in which an employee has been indicted for fringe benefits, and certainly not a corporation, because that's what they're talking about here, fringe benefits. But it's anything they can do to smear and drag the Trump name through the mud. They're still trying to figure out how to keep him out of all of this. Meanwhile, the Department of Justice has filed a lawsuit against the state of Georgia. Maybe you heard that, but be careful what you wish for. As I said, exactly when it happened, this could backfire badly because if they go to the state of Georgia and demand they make changes over their new voting laws that were just signed into law recently by Governor Kemp there, it could certainly backfire and empower other states, red states or purple states all over this country that are controlled by Republicans even briefly to put in similar laws to keep ballot harvesting illegal, to make sure that early voting is controlled and consistent, that the availability of drop-off ballot boxes are secure and cannot be messed with. And apparently Jonathan Turley agrees with all of that. Because Merrick Garland announced that the Department of Justice is suing the state of Georgia Friday over their passing of a law that will ensure election integrity and security. President Biden has been highly critical of the new law, comparing it to Jim Crow, which is absolutely absurd because voter ID, by the way, is part of all this. Voter ID, knowing who's casting a ballot, pretty commonsensical stuff. Couldn't get a COVID shot without an ID, and they're all demanding people get COVID shots. Is it racist to have a ID to get a COVID shot? Of course not. It's not racist to have an ID to vote either. You know that, and I know that, and so does any thinking person. George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley said, I'm highly skeptical. I think they may ultimately regret this move. I think they may well. It could indeed clarify the issue in a way the Biden administration does not want. That's right. If it goes to the Supreme Court, you could certainly find out that SCOTUS will rule in favor of the states and federalism and the states being allowed to control their elections the way the Constitution says. Turley raised questions over the merit of the lawsuit, citing similarities between Georgia and other states such as Delaware. a very dubious case, he called it. And he also mentioned how popular voter ID is. Meanwhile, the Attorney General from the state of Georgia is being supported by the Attorney General from the state of Arizona, weighing in on this. Mark Brnovich, writing to his counterpart in Georgia, backing the state over what he described as an absurdly partisan lawsuit from the Department of Justice over the state's election integrity laws. Absurdly partisan. And I think that's being kind. I think absurdly partisan might be just a bit kind. It is an absolute assault on the right of the state of Georgia to set its own election guidelines, rules, and parameters. Keep in mind, as I've told you before, the state of Delaware, for example, has no early voting. Requires voter ID. Similar in Connecticut. There are very blue states that have stronger rules and controls over all of this than does the state of Georgia. So how do you attack the state of Georgia and call these folks racist when very liberal, very blue states have stronger, more stringent, stricter laws? Yeah, there you go. By the way, it's the last day to get in for the chance to win a brand new Grilla Grill. Today is your last day, and I want you to have a chance to win a Silverback Alpha Connect in time for Independence Day. Today's your last day. Go to stevegruber.com for a chance to win a brand new Silverback Alpha Connect. stevegruber.com, a brand new Silverback Alpha Connect. You can set it, check it anywhere you go. It'll be there, and you can check on the temperature, see how things are going, fire up the grill, turn the grill off, all sorts of things. Control at your fingertips. Go to stevegruber.com, have a chance to win this American-made grill. Grilla Grills. What are you waiting for, man? You could have a great summer. We'll give it to you if you're the winner. Back after this.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Scleroderma makes life hard. If you suffer from the disease or know someone who does, every day can be a challenge. But the Scleroderma Foundation Michigan chapter is working to make life easier for patients by providing support throughout the state. Each month, we host support groups in a variety of locations around Michigan that give patients the opportunity to share their feelings, express their concerns, and receive encouragement from community members. We also host virtual support groups for patients. Hand in hand, we can handle scleroderma. Learn more at scleroderma.org/Michigan.